I'm very excited to have this conversation today. I have two people who I cannot wait to talk to. I've always called one of my guests Chanel. She's like the, you know, the fun person on campus. She's the person who's always planning the event. She's the person who's always bringing all of this great conversations. It's not just fun events. It's also conversations. She's always building community. She's always looking for ways to get everybody in HEC, all the students in HEC involved in some sort of way. And I think it's really appropriate that we're having this conversation today, Chanel, because you know, we're seeing everything that's happening around our country. And one thing that I love about your job and that I love about the way that you do your job is that you listen to every voice on campus. Like, you really open up, you know, opportunities for all of our students on campus to express what they want, express what they like, and do something with, you know, within the college to connect with others who are like-minded. And not only like-minded, but then by allowing those opportunities, you're exposing all of us, you know, to things that maybe we never even thought, you know, could be like clubs or, you know, conversations and things like that. So I think it's super appropriate that we're having this conversation today. And so Chanel Garrett, she is the person in charge of student life at HEC. That's why I call her the party person, the fun person, because they always have so many things happening on campus for everybody. And we also have Daryl Jeffries, and he is, and I'm probably butchering your name, and I apologize for that. That's just me being Latina. So, you know, I tried to roll and enunciate every single letter, and I know in English we don't do that. So, you don't read things as they're written. But you know, and Daryl is the newest SGA president of Harvard Community College. Right before we went on, we came live this morning. I was telling Daryl, so many times I thought about doing something like that, and I was, you know, like maybe intimidated. Maybe I was like, I don't think I can do this. It's a lot of work. So it takes somebody special to one, decide to run for president, and then two, to actually win, you know, that. And we'll see. I'm very excited to see what you're going to do. So welcome both of you this morning to our show, to this conversation.
Thank you.
I'm super excited. And, you know, we're going to start, you know, I've given everybody my view, and I've given everybody, you know, the little bit that I know about each of you guys, but I want to give you each the opportunity to really introduce yourselves and talk about yourselves. And, you know, Chanel, let's start with you and, you know, tell us a little bit about where you come from, why you are, you know, who you are today, and why you enjoy it so much. Because I mean, every time that I talk to you and every time that I'm around you, it's like that love for what you do, it just comes, that passion. So I really love to know where that passion comes from.
Well, thank you, Chris. I really appreciate this opportunity. I, like Daryl, was an SGA president when I was in college, and I had wonderful mentors around me. And I remember one day going to one of those mentors and saying, I want to do what you do when I grow up. But I didn't even know it was an actual, I mean, I knew it was a job, but I had no idea how to get into it, no idea the path that it took. But I just knew that it was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to influence students and provide mentorship in the same way that I have been provided mentorship by many people along my journey. And I ended up, after getting a job in a financial aid office, deciding to go back for my master's degree. I'm a proud graduate of an institution in Kentucky, Kentucky State University, which is a small, historically Black institution. And then I went on from there to Bowling Green State University, in their college student personnel program. And from those experiences, it only enhanced my desire to want to continue to work with students, as well as provide opportunities, whether they were students like myself who were heavily involved and wanted to be in many clubs and organizations, sororities, fraternities, et cetera. I really also wanted to work with students who may have felt more comfortable behind the scenes or just providing an opportunity for them to go to an event that they would enjoy. And so I started in part of our experience at Bowling Green, we're required to have an assistantship. And I started that process working at the University of Findlay, which is in Ohio. It's a small private, it's probably medium now, private religious affiliated institution, and working with adult non-traditional students on planning activities, and then sort of transitioned into working with sororities and fraternities on that campus when that position became available. So that's a little bit. I've been in higher education for over 20 years in a variety of different capacities. We don't have time for all of that. But but again, it started being a student and really finding that love for wanting to enhance the student experience outside of the classroom. I was a good student academically, but I also valued, like I said, leadership development, civic engagement, and other things that were important to me.
I love what you just said, because it really, I feel anyways, that it really trickles down, you know, that passion, that, you know, loving of not just academia, but everything else, because it's important. Everything that happens in the classrooms is really, really important, and it shapes us to our future. But that community is just as important, is just as valuable, because we take a lot of that with ourselves, you know, the knowledge that we get in the classroom and the experiences that we get outside of the classroom is that formula that makes us the professionals that we grew up to be. So I really appreciate what you just said, Chanel. And Daryl, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, I mean, you're 20 years old and SDA president, you know, as I'm hearing Chanel, I'm trying to picture her, you know, when she was back in college and with the desire of building community and all of that. So I want to hear from you, you know, what inspired you to run for president? What are your goals? And, you know, is this something that has been with you since you were younger, since you were back in high school? Let's find out who Daryl is.
Well, so I'm 20 years old. This is currently my third year at HCC. And I grew up in Baltimore. I moved out in Howard County when I was younger, and I like been out here for most of my life. And, you know, I've been raised by teachers and mentors like my entire life. So I feel like that role of like helping people and being a part of people's lives has always been a part of my life. So it kind of like trickled over into school and into like the clubs and the things that I got involved in. So in high school, you know, I did a lot of mentoring, and I was a part of a lot of programs, and that kind of like made its way over to HCC as well. So as soon as I got to HCC, I wanted to get involved. I wanted to make an impact, you know, I wanted to make a change the best way I knew how. And I felt like being president was the easiest way to make that change and to impact people. I feel like, you know, I'm not really in it for like myself so much. I just want to make sure that I can be that impact for people, or like give people that opportunity to do what they want to do and make sure that they have everything they need to be successful, you know, because I feel like I had that when I was growing up, and I had people that were caring about me when I was growing up. So I feel like I should do the same thing for other people.
You've both said the importance of mentors. You know, you both have spoken of having people that you can look up to, people that you can go to that have guided you and maybe even inspired you, right? To become and be where you guys are today. Chanel, how do you feel, you know, that's something that you're, you know, within your job here at HCC, how are you bringing that? Because it's clearly very important to you. You mentioned it as key in deciding where you wanted to go, and even saying, I want to do what you do, you know, when I grow up, not knowing that it was necessarily a job per se. So, you know, how are you letting that into the student life at HCC?
Well, I think, and it's not just me, I have a wonderful team around me. And I think all of us put students first. So we listen, we're there beyond just, oh, I have an issue in one of my classes, or, oh, I just want to get involved. We're really there for students to listen to them, to help guide them, to provide opportunities. A big thing that I always talk about when I go to different admissions events or things, I always say there's some place for everyone at Howard Community College. And I truly believe that. And I try to open up students' eyes to those various opportunities. Like I said, whether it be come on and find out about a club or start your own club or come join us for one activity. Just come for one activity. And so you try different things because all students are different. And then as the students get to know you, you get to know them more on a personal basis, you find out more about their goals, their dreams, their desires, and then you can continue to point them in the direction of whether it be activities, programs, services that they need, because it is all about helping students to find what is their success.
Has this been your experience, Daryl, as a student at HCC? I would imagine that it just listening to the conversation and to what you said, yes, you wanted help, but I would imagine that knowing that you had that open door at a student life maybe even gave you that extra confidence. I mean, this is your third year, you said, right, here at HCC. So it took a couple of years. So talk a little bit about, you know, your experience as a student. And, you know, when you first came in and finding out about all of these events and all of the things that Chanel just pointed out that they are constantly doing, how did that help you maybe connect with others, connect with your community, and then eventually say, you know what, I think I want to do more and I think I want to become the SBA president?
Well, my first year at HCC was really hard. I had a rough time. You know, I struggled a little bit. It was hard for me to stay focused and it was hard for me to, you know, maintain myself. And I feel like getting involved, like joining clubs, like I'm a part of the track team at my school. So joining like clubs like track, and I'm a part of another group called Howard Pride. It's like it's a boys group at Howard Community College. And joining groups like that, you know, it helped me to stay on track. And it gave me like that relationship that I needed with people that helped me to depend on myself and depend on my goals and to raise my expectations of myself. And it kind of just allowed me to get by easier. It let me really see that HCC has so much to offer, and it really helped me as a student to like grow as a person as well. It just really changed everything about me. And I feel like being president, you know, after being involved with everything I was involved in at the school, I feel like being president was just the only thing to do. You know, that was the only way to actually help other people that was in my situation.
You know, Chanel, one thing that I always found when I was a student back at HCC, I had a busy life, right? I was a non-traditional student. I was much older when I joined HCC. I had kids already. I had a job. And I felt, quite honestly, that I had missed out my opportunity of interacting with others and of, you know, being part of the events, because I was like, well, I'm just much older than everybody. My schedule is probably not really going to match. It's not going to allow me to do a whole lot of things. So, and I know I'm not the only non-traditional student. Like, I know HCC has a lot of them. Plus the other thing is students are usually with us for a very short period of time. And we think of building community in a 4-year school where you're there for a long period of time, where you are there every day, you know, and your focus is mainly on school, right? You might have a job here and there, but usually the students are fully focused on their education and they have the opportunity to participate. How does HCC look at people like me, like myself, when I was a non-traditional, and how do you guys build, you know, opportunities for both traditional and non-traditional students at HCC?
Well, I think there are a variety of ways. There are groups, just like there's Howard Pride, we have our Career Links group who focus on doing things and providing resources for students who are single parents, displaced homemakers, and many of those are non-traditional students. But we also, when you look at leadership programs, when you look at counseling and career service, when you look at wellness programs, again, we try to take a look at what is needed by all student groups on campus. we're not just programming to one group of students. When you look at, we have over 30 active clubs on campus, and they vary from academic related clubs to social type clubs. And you see students from in all ages in those clubs. Then you have organizations that will go around a certain community. For example, you have the Student Veterans Organization, who is a group of students who are all veterans coming back to school. And so there, again, students are forming communities based on the needs that they have. And it's our job to provide those resources, those opportunities for the students when they find their place, but also to introduce them. You know, some of the things that we've done, and we were doing some things online before we actually went online, like we have online leadership modules. So anytime, 24 hours a day, if you want to brush up on your leadership skills, you can do that. We have actually 15 different leadership modules that we have online. So there are things that we have available. We try to look at, in scheduling events, when we think students are going to be on campus, we try to, our student programming board, which is a group of students who plan events for students, also thinks and reaches out to students to find out what activities are you interested in? What can we do to make your college experience better?
And I you know, the fact that it's student run and it's student oriented and it's the students who are coming up with the ideas and connecting with the students, I think that makes it even more powerful, because you really get all of the voices, you really capture all of the needs and really cater as best as possible to everybody at HCC.
Yes.
I know we've kind of talked about, you know, what you guys do and we've kind of given an idea, but I think it's important to clarify, you know, what really student, you know, the Office of Student Life is and what the mission is.
Well, I was going to talk about we do actually have a set out a mission statement for student life, but I'm not going to read what our mission statement is. We've kind of broken it down as a team into three pillars, and that's engagement, development, and persistence. And so we look at opportunities to engage all of our students to help with their holistic development and work on things that will help them to persist towards all their goals.
I love that. Development, engagement, and?
Persistence.
So we are helping you develop, we're helping you get engaged, and then persist. Let's talk about persistence a little bit. I think it's important. You know, I think we kind of understand development, engagement, and we've talked about those two, right? So when we're looking at persistence, what's the idea with that? Are you guys trying to say keep this with you while you're at HEC and beyond, or what's the idea behind persistence?
Oh, of course. And all three of them actually tie in together, because if you're helping someone if you're keeping them engaged and you're helping to develop them, then persistence is a general byproduct of that. And so we're constantly looking at how we can help students think about themselves beyond Howard Community College. While they're at Howard Community College, how they can develop, how we can engage them. So then beyond Howard Community College into their careers, life goals. That's why we work on things like leadership, on like working with the Wellness Center. Those are things that are important, because those are life, helping students to think about lifelong developmental things that will help them.
The other thing that I really appreciate of what you're saying, and you keep saying this throughout all of your answers, is that you guys work really closely with, you know, many other departments around HCC. And you mentioned your own team within the Department of Student Life, within the Office of Student Life, which really shows, you know, how you're really trying to approach it from all sides. It's not just, you know, this is one thing and we're just going to focus on that. It's like, okay, we understand that the person and the people that we're dealing with has so many different intricacies and so many different things that they like, maybe as Daryl was saying, that they're going through in their lives. And you know, we are here not just to make sure that you have a good time while you're getting your education, but also to facilitate it in the best possible way. I mean, you've talked right. about mentorship, you've talked about, you know, academic help, you've talked about community building, you've talked about so many other ways in which student life supports their students, you know, in conjunction with many other areas of the school. So I think it's important to kind of like start breaking down some of maybe the events or some of the clubs or some of the things that you guys are offering for our students throughout the year, so that they know what are some of the things that are available to them.
Okay, that's great. Well, starting out, we kick off are the beginning of the semester with a week-long activities and events that are designed to introduce students to Howard Community College and the Office of Student Life. So we do things like resource fairs, we have fun events, we bring sometimes vendors on campus to do, you know, anything from stuff like stuff a plush, making your own stuffed animals. We've had make your own cupcakes. We've done carnivals, games. We also do things like speakers. So not just only with our office and leadership, we do monthly leadership programs where we either bring in speakers or we this year we were fortunate to have speakers from all across our campus coming in to talk about various leadership topics. Then we have our co-curricular programs, which those are programs that we work directly with faculty on things that they're doing around the curriculum. So it could be a field trip. It could be bringing in a speaker. It could be sending a group of students to a local or regional conference. Then we do diversity-related programs. We're usually doing anywhere from 3 to 5 diversity-related programs per semester, which we partner with the diversity committee. And as part of student life, we have all of the other areas that fall under student life. The wellness program, the wellness center is offering various programs, services. They partner a lot with counseling and career services. They're working on all of the things, on all of the dimensions of wellness. Then we have our game room, which is a place for students to hang out, but they also do programs for students. They do various tournaments. There's gaming tournaments, ping pong tournaments, pool tournaments. I could go on and on. There's a lot of stuff that we do. In a year, we probably do more than 200 programs. Wow. I won't say activities, I say programs because it does vary.
It does, it really does. And that's one thing that I really appreciate about what you guys do is, you know, because it's easy to think student life and think, oh, party, right? Party Central. And you guys could definitely go that way. And I think a lot of students would certainly appreciate that. But you guys take that, you know, and make it even deeper. And you guys really try to connect not just with having a good time, but having a valuable time and really, you know, having conversations that are deep and meaningful, that are maybe bringing awareness to all of us to different things that maybe we didn't think about before. You know, like my experience as a woman, as a Latina, as an immigrant who has been in this country for I think close to 20 years now, is different from a Latina who was born here. Right. You know, like it's and through the different things that you guys do at Student Life, I've been able to connect with that reality, right? And I've been able to have conversation. I've been able to hear to other people also say that I'm like, wow, my experience has nothing to do with the experience this person has. And even though we have so many similarities, and the same thing with other people who have the same situations I did, right? Where they came into this country later and, you know, as I've been able to have conversations or go to some of the presentations that you guys have done where you brought speakers or where you brought the author of the book and you know, we got to listen to their stories. I was exposed to books that I would have never otherwise even think twice about reading, right? Because it was not something that was connecting with me. So I personally have to say that by just attending some of these events, my life has been enriched and I have learned so much from the community around me, and it has allowed me to really connect with them better and understand them better, you know, open my perspective. And Daryl, I would love for you to kind of share with us also a little bit of, you know, the value that you've received through the different events and the different things that student life has to offer for students. And as a staff person, I have not been able to take advantage of as many as I would love to take advantage of, just because the schedule doesn't allow it. As Chanel said, there's a lot going on all the time. And it's, you know, I think that the biggest problem here is that we only have 24 hours a day. And, you know, we can't make it to all of them. But I'd love to hear from your student perspective. How is it the different things that student life enriching your experience as a student at HEC?
Well, I feel like student life, you know, it takes a lot of the stress and the burden off of like being a college student, because, you know, a lot of people feel like college is all about academics and it's all about where you're going. But sometimes like student life, it allows you to like take a minute to take a break. It allows you to be able to get involved with people, allows you to meet people. So I feel like me personally, I feel like student life has definitely like helped me so much, because it allowed me to meet people that were like me and build relationships with people that are like me or went through things that I went through. And it allowed me to really see the value of getting involved and being able to have things to look forward to other than just going to class or other than just being at the school. It's so much to do, and it's so many opportunities at a small college like HCC. So I feel like it's great, you know, as far as like things like track and Howard Pride, those are two clubs that I'm involved in. And those two clubs, they've like definitely like just helped me so much, because I feel like I wouldn't be in a place I would be right now without those clubs.
So Chanel, now that we've, you know, we are at home and that we are not in the college, how has student life embraced that, and how have that changed, maybe? How has it changed the way that you guys continue to connect and serve the students while we continue to be at home?
Well, it forced us to think about all of the things that we do on campus. How can we replicate certain things? How can we innovate things so that we are still engaging with our students? So our student program board continued to meet, our SGA continued to meet. We offered opportunities for student clubs to meet via Zoom. We offered virtual activities. So we did I can't think of the name of it, an escape room. We did a virtual escape room. We did a movie night through Netflix. We continue to think about, we also did a diversity program where we had a faculty member from UMBC talk about the impact on the Crown Act, which is the law that they created to stop any discrimination as it relates to hair. And she talked about that, the history of that and its impact. So we really, the Wellness Center still did, they always do Stress Reduction Week. And so we just modified things. We had to pivot and work to still offer opportunities for our students as they were going through this transition. And it wasn't easy for my team, but I have to say I was so impressed because they embraced the opportunity to get out there, to reach out to other colleagues, to see what was happening. We've been on a number of different webinars to learn. We took an opportunity to learn. What do we need to learn so that we are able to offer these experiences in the best methods for our students? Because people were doing things all across the country, but again, we have to think about what's best for the HCC community. And so we took, like I said, opportunities to participate in conferences, online learning, so that we could then deliver opportunities for our students. And I felt like we didn't offer as many opportunities as we would have liked, but we were very meaningful in what we wanted to offer the students, because we knew they were also going through a transition. And their time and just adjusting to being in an online learning environment and everything that went along with it. Not only were they in this new online learning environment, but we were dealing with a pandemic. And so to be able to continue to provide opportunities to engage students during that time, we had to be very thoughtful. about that. And so I was very pleased with a lot of the things that we were able to offer students. We had some that were more well attended than others, but we're continuing to build. We're continuing to think about how do we offer a resource fair? How do we offer our normal club rush? How does the SGA continue to operate and be able to be the voice and advocate for students while we're off campus? And those are the things that we're continuing to work on.
Daryl, that brings me to you. You know, Chanel just mentioned how is the SGA going to continue to connect with students and serve the students. What are your plans if we continue? As it looks like, definitely summer, it's already been established that we're going to be online. We're continuing to monitor to see what's going to happen in the fall. What are your plans? How do you see your role and how do you see yourself connecting, you know, within this virtual environment that we have right now and working for students while we continue to be home?
Well, my goal is to just keep students on the right track, you know, keep them on pace. I don't want anybody to fall behind or to like feel like they're not doing the right things that they're supposed to be doing. I want them to make sure that they can still be able to get to where they want to be. And I feel like the way to do that is just to make sure that everybody is still involved and make sure that everybody is able to get the most out of HCC. You know, I feel like by doing that, I feel like the only way that we could do that is just to help people be active, you know, help people connect, help people to network. And I feel like being able to keep that relationship, like being able to stay close with people and being able to help people stay close with the college is the best way to make sure that everybody is getting what they need. And I feel like as the president, I feel like my job is just to make sure that people are able to address their issues and address the problems that they're having or the issues that they're facing, and we can just attack those issues head on and make sure that everybody is, you know, having what they need.
You know, I think it's important for students to know that even though we're home, you know, we still have so many ways to connect. That I do have to say, you know, on a personal level and as a professional level with HEC, it's been great to see how everybody has responded in this time that we've been home, where we are all talking with each other. We are all having constant conversation, like Chanel was saying, and I would imagine Chanel even more for you guys than for us in our office. Our transition, not that it was necessarily super easy, but it was, I think, not as involved as, you know, trying to transition events and things like that, right? It was like, oh, hey, how do we operate from home? What do I have? What do I need? It was an easy setup, and then, okay, here we go, except for when the internet decides not to work with us, right? It just did. But it opened up conversations. It opened up a more fluid conversation, I think, with everybody around the office. Communication is really important right now to make sure that things continue to run smoothly as we are home and we are not seeing each other. And I think it's super important for students to realize that just because we're not physically at HCC, we're all still here, you know, and like behind the scenes, right? Like Chanel was saying, carrying on with events, looking for ways to honor. And I really, really appreciate what you said, Chanel, about honoring where we are today and understanding that this is a difficult transition for everybody, and we're all adjusting. And at the beginning, it was a huge shock, and we were trying to understand the virus. And then not only that, but how do we carry on with our lives at home? Because that's what we were asked to do, right? It's like, okay, we're going to go home. We're going to transition, and we're just going to continue to move on. And it was like, but we have the virus, but I need to figure out, you know, how am I going to continue to move forward? And it was just this process of really figuring out, getting over the shock, first of all, right? And then understanding where we were and how to move forward from that. So I really appreciate that you, Chanel, took that into consideration. You mentioned, you know, honoring the students and their process of that. And then Daryl, you were saying making sure that they know that they're not being left behind, that I'm still here, that I want to connect with you guys, that I want to continue to work with you and for you. So what are some of those plans? What are some of your goals? You mentioned when we first started our conversation that you have all these ideas. So share with us a little bit of those ideas and those goals that you have for students at HCC.
So one of the big things that I want to put together is I want to have like a goal sheet, like a way to track our progress for like every student at HCC, a way to make sure that everybody is meeting their goals on time, you know, because I feel like a lot of people at HCC, they end up not spending too long there, but they don't leave when they want to leave. Like me personally, I've been there for 3 years and that wasn't my plan at first, but I feel like it has, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I feel like I'm here for a reason. And I feel like if I can help other people see the reason that they're at HCC, it can help them to, you know, eventually move on to where they want to be next. So I feel like being able to help people track their goals and keep track of their progress, you know, the things they want to do, the things that's important to them, that's going to help them to transition to that next step in life.
So continuing to build that community, you know, I keep hearing from both of you guys, community. I absolutely love that. And Chanel, I know that you guys are not only worried about building community within the college, but you guys are also thinking, you know, people when they are outside of the college, they like to go and build community on their own. And you guys have offered even opportunities for that as well. So can you talk a little bit about those opportunities and services and even discount programs that you guys have for our students?
Well, we have a number of different discount programs. We offer tickets to the AMC movie theaters at a discount. We have VIP passes to the aquarium in Baltimore, the Science Center, and the zoo. And those are great opportunities for our students to visit those things. If they do it during the week on a Monday through Thursday, it's free. They can make a reservation for the passes and then check them out and go to one of those and then return them. If they check them out on a Friday, if they reserve them on a Friday, they keep them for the whole weekend. There is a small $10 fee, but again, the price of an aquarium ticket for an adult is $40 something, to my knowledge. So $10 for two passes is quite a bargain. We are working with, you know, we opened our food pantry several years ago, and we have a partnership with the Maryland Food Bank to bring in food for our food pantry. We have food and personal care items in the food pantry. And you asked me about community things. We do blood drives a couple of times a year where you can. It's geared towards faculty and staff and students, but members of the community can also come on campus and donate blood if they'd like to. We have, of course, through our, through Counseling and Career Services, a program that I think a lot of people don't realize is that they will do reviewing of resumes or interview prep for community members. Now that doesn't fall under the Office of Student Life, but again, this is bigger than just our office. The Howard Community College, because we are a community college, we're offering many services that we have for our students to our community members. I've been doing some volunteer work with our financial aid office, who offers anybody from the community to come in if they want assistance with completing a FAFSA, which is a free application for federal student aid, or getting questions answered about the financial aid process. Anybody from the Howard County community can come in and get assistance, whether they're going to attend HCC or not. So yes, I think absolutely. There are lots of things that our campus offers to our community to bridge that gap and offer some services.
Mm-hmm. So Chanel, as we continue in this transition and we continue to wait and see what's going to happen for the fall, how's the Office of Student Life, you know, thinking ahead and planning ahead for everything that you guys have? Because like you said, you know, at the beginning of the semester, there's a full week of events usually. Throughout the semester, there's different talks, there's different guests, there's different programs, there's different opportunities to connect in many different ways. And with the uncertainty of whether we're going to be back on campus or if it's going to be a form of a hybrid combination of some things on campus, some things online, or if it's going to be all online, we're still yet to see, right? How are you guys approaching that? And what's kind of like your vision right now as we continue to move forward?
Well, we have a lot of work. We have to kind of plan for both. It is an opportunity to look at where we can do some hybrid activities, to look at where we can do some things that are virtual, some things that are on campus. We're, for example, one of the first big things that we do is our new student orientation. So we have a plan for an on-campus new student orientation, as we typically have, and we've put together a virtual new student orientation, and either one is ready to roll. So that's what we've had to do. We've had to think about how we can plan for a number of different scenarios and be ready to go regardless of what comes out.
For new students, students that are coming in fresh into HEC, first semester, first start, what's the best way for them to contact maybe you guys, or what's the best way for them to find out, you know, everything that you guys will be offering if somebody is coming in and wants to just, you know, like Daryl was saying, find that group of interest, find those like-minded people. How do they do that, you know, when you come in to HEC and you're worried about figuring out where your classes are, you know, right? Like navigating the buildings and all of that. How do you start incorporating the actual connecting with others at HEC?
Well, I think I would encourage all new students to attend new student orientation. We provide several opportunities. We provide campus tours, which would get them more familiar with the buildings on campus and where classes might be. We also provide information. They learn things about how to get onto Canvas and other technology resources that are available. But then they get to meet other new students and faculty and staff. So then that they're getting that instant opportunity to connect with those that they'll be in class with and that they'll learn from. So I would start there. New student orientation is important. If they are unable to attend one of our new student orientation sessions, we do have a very wonderful online orientation for students that goes through a lot of the information and resources that are available. And if they want more information about getting involved, finding orientation, we are still available. We work all summer. We're a 12-month operation, so our office does not close. We close briefly here and there for some retreat opportunities and some work session opportunities for the staff, but we are open all year round. And so students can email at studentlife@howardcc.edu. We will also still be sending out here and there. We usually send out every week an email, but we'll still be sending out campus-wide emails about things that are going on, learning about things. And so those will instantly go to the students' Howard CC emails. So I would tell them if they check an email other than their Howard CC email, they need to connect their Howard CC email to that email so that they're getting all of that valuable information, not only from our office, but from many offices on campus, because email is how we communicate at the college. So those are the things that I would encourage new students to do. And then once we get, again, we're still planning, whether we're virtual or on campus, we'll still be kicking off the first week of classes with a load of activities and opportunities for them to learn more about our services, the things that we offer, and just have some fun activities and a way to meet other students.
Absolutely. And Daryl, for students maybe coming into HEC or maybe students who are already at HEC, you know, what can you tell them, you know, from your perspective as a president, if there's things in their mind, there's things that they want to talk about, things that they feel that could be working better and they want to connect maybe with you and they want to see what you can do about them. How can they connect with you? How can they get involved? What are some opportunities that maybe SDA has to offer? You know, how can they be part of that community?
Well, I feel like just the best way to do that is just to get involved, you know, to reach out to any clubs, you know, to reach out to people on campus, you know, build those relationships and connections with them. It's just, don't be afraid to really, you know, take the full experience of HEC. Don't be afraid to dive in. You know, I know it's easier said than done, but if you are able to, like, get involved and get active right away, or if you're able to connect with people and talk to people right away, it just makes everything easier. You know, it makes your experience at HCC easier, and it allows me to, you know, see where you are, see what your needs are. And, you know, when you're involved, you know, it's easier for you to really, you know, build up the things that you need to, you know, move on.
What's your hope, Daryl, for the students? You know, as the SGA president, what's your hope? What do you hope to accomplish, you know, for yourself as a president and also for the students at HCC?
Well, my biggest goal is just to, you know, make sure that everybody gets to where they want to be. I feel like just being able to provide for everybody and being able to build that genuine connection with people and being able to really, like, impact them and let them have a memorable experience, like, let them know that, wow, like, I went to HCC and I actually was able to get things that I use in my life today, and I was able to be in this great position now because of what I've been through and because of the experiences that I've been through and the people that I've met. So I feel like my biggest goal is just to leave that long-lasting impact where people can maybe even pass that on to other people or to use that to get to the place they want to be in life.
I think that's a great answer, and that's a beautiful goal to have, to just, you know, be able to connect and take those things with you to wherever you go into your life. I think that's a beautiful goal to have. How can people connect with you, Daryl, and with the SGA?
So if you want to connect with me or the SGA, you know, there's different ways. If you look online on our HCC website, there's different ways to reach out to the SGA, to the SGA board. There's ways to get involved and to really, you know, be a part of the different clubs that we have. You know, we're the SGA is, you know, actively involved in all the clubs we have. So if you're in any club or if you're involved in anything on campus, we're able to, you know, connect with you, whether if you need, like, funding for a club or if you need, if you want to use a certain space for a club. You know, I feel like being able to, if you join the clubs, that's the easiest way for us to, you know, be in contact with everybody on campus.
We barely scraped the surface this morning, Chanel, with our conversation. I mean, we talked about the goals, we talked about the vision, we talked about the mission. You know, we didn't really talk about the different clubs available. We didn't really talk about, I mean, we kind of mentioned the different programs, but I think hopefully we piqued the curiosity of all of our HCC students, because there really is a lot. There really is a lot of different ways that you can get involved. The clubs, Club Rush is one of my favorite events on campus. It's an opportunity to see really the different things that people care about within our HCC community. It just really is an expression to me, at least, of this is what our students like. This is what our students are interested in. This is what our students' personalities, you know, are like. I mean, like, it really just shows you. And some of them are always there. Some of them change. You know, there's been years where I've seen certain clubs and other years where I haven't seen them and I've seen new ones. So it's to me, it paints a picture of, you know, some of the interest within the HCC community. And it really allows me to appreciate our students even more. And it keeps me young, so thank you guys, because you guys keep me young through that.
keeps me young too.
You know, we stay in tune with what's happening through you guys and through the clubs and through everything that you guys bring to HCC. It allows me to have conversations with my kids where they try to surprise me, and I'm like, guess what? I actually know about that. Thanks to HCC. Is there anything you guys would like to add before we wrap our conversation up this morning?
I just want to thank you for this opportunity. Again, I have a wonderful team of people that I work with, and nothing that we're able to get, that student life is able to do, is without the great team that we have. And so I just want to make sure to shout them out, because again, I'm here, you know, representing our office, but there is a team behind me and with me that is working to make sure that we provide these wonderful experiences for students.
Daryl, anything else that you would like to add?
I just wanted to thank you for having me on the show, and I wanted to say that I'm very excited to just get to work and to serve everybody at HCC and to really, you know, to really show them what I have to offer.
I, you know, just by our conversation today, I can see your spirit. I can see that you have this great desire to really help and make a difference. And I'm excited to see where that's going to lead you as the president of the SGA. And Chanel, thank you so much for, I've always told you, for everything that you do. I've come to you with so many different ideas, with so many different things, you know, that I found in the community. And you're the first person that I think of. I'm like, Chanel, you know, there's this one thing over here. Is there anything that we can do? And, you know, that's one thing I think that I want everybody to take away from today. If there's anything that you're interested in, and if there's anything that you, that's maybe in your mind, if there's anything that you are passionate about, come to Student Life. You know, Chanel is a very open person, and she will tell you, you know, yes, this is something that we can work with, we can do it this way, or you know what, I'm actually not the right person to talk about this, but you can go to this other office over here. So it's an open door for you to explore your interests. Is an open door for you to see if there's a way to connect that into your student life, into your life as a student, I guess, is how we can say it, right? And make a difference, you know, and make it part of your career, make it part of your HCC experience. So whatever it is that you want to discuss, just bring it to student life, and it's really a safe place for you to explore the different feelings, the different ideas that you have, and see if maybe that you can put those into action. It's very empowering. As a staff, as I said, you know, so many times I reached out to you and say, I found out about this, can we do something? And I would say 9 out of 10 times, the answer is yes. And the one time that it was no, it was, I can't do it, but guess who can? Go talk to them. So thank you for that, Chanel, because it really empowers all of us, you know, staff, students, everybody, to just become involved and do something about the things that we care about. And you know, HCC is a beautiful place that really looks at everybody within their community and really tries to honor them. It really tries to understand them, and it really tries to open doors so that we can have good conversations that have an impact and that we can carry, as Daryl was saying, with us, not just through our, you know, through our time at HCC, but beyond. We can carry with us and make a difference wherever we are and wherever we go. So thank you both for everything that you've shared with me this morning. Everybody, check out you know, HCC, howardcc.edu is our website. If you type on the search bar, Student Life, that's how you can connect with them. You can connect with them on Facebook. I mean, there's so many ways. Student Life is so active. If you look at the calendar, really, you'll see Student Life, you know, just every single day pretty much has something happening, something going on. They're not hiding, they're waiting for you, and they have an open door policy. They're waiting for you. They want you to come and get involved. They want you to come and connect with them and with everybody else in our HCC communities.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.
We need you to continue wearing masks, physically distancing, washing hands, and getting tested. But the stress from COVID-19 also impacts our mental health. Many of us are struggling, feeling isolated and alone. Please check in on a neighbor and lend a helping hand. If you or someone you know needs food, help paying rent, or just someone to talk to, visit our website today. Together, we will beat COVID.